The Catholic bishops of England and Wales today issued a document on social life titled Choosing the Common Good. The document is meant to be a contribution to the wider debate in Britain in light of an upcoming general election and to present patterns of Catholic thought to those who may be unfamiliar with them ahead of the scheduled fall visit of the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI. The president of the Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Westminster, told us the document seeks to exhort and to encourage.
The essential message is that we wish to say and illustrate and build on the fact that in this country there are many reasons to be hopeful. It calls upon the whole of society to recognize the depth of generosity and compassion and goodwill that is in the English character, and to try and bring that to the surface more consistently. It comes and is seen evidently in times of crisis, either internationally or locally, but then sometimes we sink back and it fails to give a character to the culture in which we live. And in this document, we try to offer some of the language and the thought patterns of Catholic social teaching around the common good, around the concept of integral human development, and to say this can give a framework for our reflection and debate. And then also we say, but action is required, and the action that's required is that we live by the best in our character. In other words, we exercise some of those classic virtues of justice and of courage and of right judgment or prudence and of temperance. And it's the exercise of the virtues that will help to recreate in our society the level of trust that is necessary for effective politics. And that trust has been eroded somewhat in recent years.